Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about why the math of home affordability is broken. The critics of home affordability put the blame at the feet of developers and home builders for not building affordable homes. But the price of homes in the resale market is set entirely by market forces. This is a function of the laws of supply and demand combined with the ability to pay. The simplest evidence of that is the fact that many homes were selling above asking price over the last 5 years. In fact, even through 2022, almost 28% of homes sold above asking price, and there's nothing forcing a buyer to offer above asking price for a home. Who's to say that homes should cost less when clearly buyers are willing to pay more? The value of any asset is always viewed through the eyes of the buyer and what they're able and willing to pay. When compared with a year ago, the share of first-time homebuyers dropped to a record low, while the age of the typical first-time homebuyer also increased to an all-time high. That is concerning from a social perspective. First-time buyers made up only 26% of all buyers, down from 34% in 2021, and a peak of 50% in 2010. At that time, there was the first-time homebuyer tax credit. The age of the typical first-time buyer was 36 years of age, up from 33 years of age 1 year ago, and the typical repeat buyer's age was 59 years of age, from 56 years of age in 2021. Both ages are the highest in the history of the data set. The paper published by the National Association of Realtors forecasts that the median expected home tenure for first-time buyers is 18 years. That's according to data gathered in the survey. 14% of homebuyers purchased a multi-generational home, either to take care of aging parents, perhaps because children or relatives over the age of 18 move back home, or for cost savings. Buyers typically searched for 10 weeks and looked at a median of 5 homes and viewed 4 homes online. The number of weeks searching for a home grew from 8 weeks back in 2020 and 2021. Now, that seems strange to me. It seems inconsistent that people search for 10 weeks and only looked at 5 properties. That doesn't add up for me, but then again, who am I to question the data? Housing affordability and inventory challenges significantly impacted where and how consumers purchased homes, according to the NAR report. The question of affordability really exists at the margins for the first-time homebuyer. The majority of the population that already own a home with permanent financing are not first-time homebuyers. The calculation of affordability is based on an assumption of the amount of equity and debt required to purchase a home, and the issue of affordability is critical for the first-time buyer. Those who already had a home, they've generally experienced enough equity growth to be able to sell their home and afford their next home. The real question becomes how much debt the home buyer chooses to take on as opposed to the amount of debt the buyer must take on merely to afford living in a home. 78% of recent buyers financed their home purchase, down from 87% the year before. That was also driven by the increased share of repeat buyers who paid all cash. The typical down payment for first-time buyers was 6% and 17% for repeat buyers. The median age of home sellers was 60 years of age. That's up from 56 years of age a year ago. Sellers typically lived in their homes for 10 years before selling. 41% of sellers traded up to a larger home and 32% purchased a home of similar size. If you look at where the money came from, 47% of buyers said the source of their down payment came from savings. 38% of repeat buyers cited using the proceeds of the sale from their previous home, while 22% of home buyers used a gift or a loan from family and friends for the down payment. So the largest drop in home buying seems to be confined to first-time buyers who are clearly facing much higher financing costs, which when combined with the higher price of homes since 2020 has pushed homeownership that much further out of reach. But it's the financing costs that are the real kicker. Mortgage payments increased from an average of $1,925 for a median-priced new home in 2022 to $2,923 on that exact same house at this time in 2023. That's a 51% increase. About 45 million households would have been able to qualify for a mortgage to purchase a home at the beginning of 2022 before mortgage rates increased. 12 months ago, in May of 2022, an additional 5 million households were priced out of the market, and when mortgage rates jumped to 7% in October, only 20% of households could afford a median-priced new home if they were first-time buyers. That means about 18 million homes were priced out of the market from the start of 2022 until October. Now, construction prices have fallen over the past year as lumber prices have come down. Many builders I speak with are currently building at $120 a square foot in many markets across the U.S. That's down significantly. But affordability is not just new homes. Resale pricing is more a function of supply and demand than it is guided by the cost of new construction. In fact, it's common for existing homes to sell for less than replacement cost. The current market conditions are being influenced far more by the cost of money and the availability of money than anything else. For the moment, buyers are still able to get a loan. But if lending were to dry up as it did in 2008, we could experience another precipitous drop in pricing. I personally don't forecast a complete loss of lending, but it's clear that many banks are struggling, and it's not just the smaller local banks or the regional banks. And on tomorrow's show, we're going to do a deep dive as to why the banks are in so much trouble. We're going to talk about the factors that for some reason are not being discussed in the mainstream media. And for the life of me, I can't see why. Hopefully over the next day or two, we're going to be able to make sense about what's going on in the market. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.